Well, hello, and welcome to the Cognitive Urbanism Podcast. My name is Justin Hollander, and I am your host. I am really excited for today's podcast. This is a chance for me to talk a little bit about third spaces, an idea, a concept that is really important in urban planning. And, you know, I've thought about it and studied it as part of my professional work, and then as an academic, a researcher, as a teacher. These are the spaces that are not regular private homes and offices and schools. And they're also not literally the street and the sidewalk. They're other places that people can gather and be social. We care about these places. We care about them for a lot of reasons. And in the U.S., domestic kind of focused urban planning really celebrates these spaces and tries to link kind of notions around the public realm, which might include literally streets and sidewalks and plazas, with these third spaces where people can gather and socialize and meet people who are different than them and can learn from each other and build community. So really an important kind of fundamental concept as we think about what it means to create great places and create communities. So I talk about that today. Why is this my focus? Why do I want to cover that? Because earlier in the year, I traveled to Uganda. And this was a big trip for me. My first time in Africa, and I flew into the international airport there in Entebbe, and then from there traveled, it's about a 45-minute drive or so, to the capital of Uganda, Kampala. And this was a big trip for me, since I'd never been before, and I was really excited to be part of a exciting team, a dynamic research team with both other scholars and researchers from the U.S. as well as partners in Uganda and in Kampala. And I'd love to kind of share about the details of what we were doing, but that's really for another podcast. I've written about that research, and I'm continuing to write about it, but the gist of it is really we were working with local entities and stakeholders to understand how extreme weather and particularly flooding impacts the most vulnerable members of the community in Kampala, those people living in informal settlements. I'm hoping to look at my website and you can learn about some of this work. But you know, here I am kind of focusing on this idea of third spaces, because I really feel like this trip kind of gave me a new perspective. So first of all, I have to paint a picture. In Kampala and in Entebbe as well, in my travels there, people spend a lot of time outside socializing in public spaces, this kind of idea of this public realm. And I personally have seen, vibrant street life. I've seen this before, but never to this scale and never so comprehensively as I saw in both Entebbe and in Kampala, that there is just this lively street life where you don't really get that so much in most, at least North American cities. Of course, there are exceptions here or there. And this is really notable kind of for me, because what it helps kind of highlight is that the role of the urban planner in trying to create places, I'm reminded of Yangel, probably the most famous urban planner alive today in the whole world. He's written a number of books, probably most famous for the book Cities for People. And in this one, he posits that one of the goals of urban planning is to create places that are lively. Now, if you've ever been to Copenhagen, that's a pretty lively place relative to much of at least the U.S. But it's nothing like Kampala. So you have in Copenhagen, they've been successful in creating places where there are outdoor cafes and there are plazas and there are places, these kind of third spaces where people congregate and socialize. But when we look at the sheer volume of people who are just out and about I spent time in the city at various times of the day, but you know, I'm really focusing more kind of on that after hours, that after the regular kind of workday period. Was really striking to me, to the extent that the culture, at least in these two cities, really invites people to be socializing in urban spaces, both the public realm and these kind of third spaces, in a very different way than we do in more of the Western world. And I think one of the biggest factors is degree of informality. If you spend any time in Vienna or in Chicago or in Melbourne, these places are rigid. They are so formal. You're not allowed to put a chair in a sidewalk or in a public plaza without getting permission from government. In Kampala and in Tebe, there's so much more informality. And it's not that there aren't rules. There certainly are. But the urban scape is really just so much more diverse in terms of those levels of formality. And so it's really in these primarily much more informal districts and sectors within these two cities that is really where there's just much more of that kind of vibrant social and urban life that really helps accomplish a lot of the kind of goals that we often talk about at urban planning, about building community and creating building friendships and coming addressing and dealing with difference. So for me, this was really a really eye-opening experience, and this idea of the social spaces and the informality was really just one. I can do probably five more podcasts about all the other things that really struck me. It was pretty amazing trip, and I'm very much hoping to be able to go back and continue my partnerships and research with my colleagues. So one of our main partners was the Makarua University. They have something there, the Urban Action Lab, and we collaborated there. And then there's also the Aluguma Foundation. That was another one of our main partners. So I'm really appreciative of them and our other colleagues at the Woodwell Climate Research Center that was able to kind of help make that all possible. And definitely, stay tuned, keep listening to the podcast, and hopefully you'll hear more about some of these other insights, and certainly look at my website and you can, read some of my papers where we've written about some of this work, which we're continuing to do. So again, thank you for your support. Definitely, provide a comment and like and share this podcast. And, I look forward to any comments you have. So feel free to reach out. Have a great day.